I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Republican candidate for governor has now spent over $5 million of his own money to try to win the seat as Montana's top executive. Greg Gianforte wrote his campaign two $1 million checks in the last month. When campaign finance reports were released Monday, Democrats protested that a New Jersey millionaire was trying to buy the election. Gianforte moved to Montana more than 20 years ago. But incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock continues to hammer the message that Gianforte is a rich outsider. Here he is on the Capitol steps Tuesday.
Thank all of you for being out here today. I stand in front of the People's House, a place that for the past century, money has not been able to buy. Money hasn't been able to buy the laws that govern our state. Money hasn't been able to buy the offices that lead our state.
This year's race is on track to be the most expensive gubernatorial contest in Montana history.
Well, I don't think Montana's can be bought.
This is Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte.
The reality is everybody gets to make their own decision. And I said from the beginning I would be committed to this race.
Gianforte says his personally financed campaign allows him to not be influenced by special interests because he doesn't accept money from political action committees or PACs.
I haven't taken any special interest money. I mean, the people that funded the lawsuit to shut down Colstrip are funding my opponent's campaign. And in fact, he spent, although he rails against dark money, the reality is he's a hypocrite in this, in that all I've done is match the dark money that he's raised.
Democratic incumbent Steve Bullock has raised over $3 million this election cycle. In the last reporting period, he raised over $300,000. His biggest donations in that period came from four union PACs in Washington, D.C., and a lawyer's PAC in Montana. Each cut Bullock a check for more than $10,000. Bullock says he has always fought to keep Montana elections free from outside influence.
Folks that often contribute to PACs are people that can't write million-dollar checks themselves. So folks can look all through my campaign finance report, and it's diverse groups and interests and principally individuals. It's not one guy trying to buy an election like what we're seeing out of my opponent.
A poll released by Lee Newspapers earlier this month shows the race between Gianforte and Bullock is close, within the margin of error. A poll released Tuesday by Montana State University Billings shows Bullock has a 12-point lead. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.